Holly Schultz from BabyGizmo.com. Today we're going to take a more in-depth look at the new Baby Jogger View stroller. Now this stroller won't be out till spring 2014, but we've had quite a few weeks to get to know this stroller so that I can do a full review just for you. So let's take a look. Now we did a sneak peek of the View in October at the ABC Kids Expo. Remember, this is the first umbrella stroller to the United States that has a reversible seat. And since it's so unique in that way, I knew we had to get a more in-depth review. So let's take a look at the seat. It is 12 inches wide with a 22 inch seat back. That is a very tall seat back. Has a measurement from the back of the seat to the top of the canopy of 26 inches. It's a very roomy seat, accommodates up to 55 pounds. It has an adjustable 5-point harness included with an infant headrest. It has an adjustable calf rest, which is up or down, and there is also a place for the child to set their feet. It has a deep recline, and I love the fact that it's a one-handed bar recline. You just squeeze the lever behind the seat, and it's going to go back, and it's very, very deep, so you could put a newborn in the seat. Now let's get to the reversible seat part, and this is what's so great is you don't have to remove the fabric or remove the seat or do a whole bunch of hoopla to get this reversed. All you have to do is lift that same lever for the recline and push it all the way forward. Now there is some Velcro. There is a lot of Velcro on this stroller, and I wish there was some way. There wasn't so much, but we'll see when they come out with it in April 2014. So you push it through, and now you can have them upright like that. It has the same reclining seat all the way nearly flat. So again, you could put a newborn facing parent as well. Now, when you do this, you're gonna have to reverse the canopy, but you don't have to remove it. All you have to do is push it forward like that so that this part is by the seat. You're going to attach it. Again, a lot of Velcro. You just want to make sure your Velcro is all secured like that. There is even a space back here if you have it straight so that you can get to the recline. And let's see. So there you go. That your canopy is still going to cover your child sufficiently. So I love the fact that you can reverse the canopy. Now there's also a calf rest for the child in rear facing position. You can go down or you can go up like that. Now you're going to want probably a baby or a smaller toddler when you're rear facing it, when they're parent facing, because there isn't another place for them to set their feet. So their legs will dangle if they're too tall. Also a great thing is it's going to accept an infant car seat and a carry cot. So let's reverse the seat because I want to show you some of the storage, which is really, really great. So again, to reverse the seat, you just push it through, undo all the Velcro, reverse the canopy like that, and then you put the seat back together. But what I wanted to show you on the back here, when I go to storage here, that see, there's still a space from when it was parent facing. If you lift up the calf rest, now there is a space to hold things. It's like a little extra basket, things you can get to quickly, a small diaper bag, the blanket, essentials. Now, obviously that space is gonna be taken up if you recline the seat all the way. And if you do recline the seat all the way, you are gonna have to put this calf rest down so that it has room to go back. But if it's upright, you do have a little extra storage back there. So I think that's really, really cool. There's a basket underneath the seat and it is very small. You are not gonna get a diaper bag in this one. That's pretty typical for umbrella strollers. You are also gonna have to access it from the side. There's a zipper here for a little bit easier access, but just know that the back is going to be blocked by this calf rest. So very small basket. I would love to see them somehow make it bigger, but you know, it is what it is. It comes with a rain guard. Now the stroller rolls on 5.5-inch hard rubber wheels. These are smooth surface wheels like all umbrella strollers. This is not an all-terrain stroller. So it's gonna maneuver best on smooth surfaces. If you want to take it on a little bit of grass, mulch, things like that, lock those front wheels straight and that's gonna give you a little bit better maneuverability because the wheels aren't gonna get stuck as easy. There's also a one-step brake on the back. You just step down on one of these on the rear wheels that locks them into place and barely tap it to let it go free. Let's talk about this canopy. This canopy, it's a very large canopy. It has that extra pop-out sun visor, has Velcro pieces to secure it to the handles. If you undo it, you can fold it all the way down in front of your child. There's no peekaboo window on this one. You're just gonna have to peek around to see your child. So no peekaboo window. Has a lot of clicks when you're moving it, But I love the fact that you don't have to lock it into place because it just stays. So really good canopy. The handlebars, these are tall handlebars. They are 41 inches from the ground to where I place my hands. They are foam covered. They are separate handlebars, like most umbrella strollers. Easy to maneuver with a small baby on board. With a larger toddler, you're gonna need two hands. Folding the view is easy to do, and you can do it with the seat facing parent or facing out. You don't have to touch the seat at all, just make sure your canopy is back. It's pretty much like a typical umbrella stroller. You lift up on the lever here to unlock part of the frame, step down on the side piece, and that unlocks it all together. Push it down until your automatic lock engages on the side, and there you go, you have a folded view. It weighs in at just under, or just over 17 pounds, so not the lightest umbrella stroller on the market, but definitely manageable. Unfolding the stroller, you just have to undo that automatic lock, let it fall open, step on that rear platform with your foot until it locks into place. The view is going to come in four different colors in spring 2014, and will retail for $199. I think it is a great option for those parents wanting a really lightweight umbrella fold stroller, but they still want that reversible seat because some babies, they want to look at mom or dad. So really, really great option. It's unique in that reversible seat aspect. I love the big canopy. The canopy's a little loud, but I love the big canopy, the tall handles, and I think the maneuverability is pretty good on it. So there you go. That's my look at the Baby Jogger View stroller. Remember, coming out in spring 2014. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel because you never know what I'm going to show you next. And I will talk to you next time. I'm Holly Schultz from Baby Gizmo. Bye.